The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Tuesday. I am honored and humbled to be joined in studio by a major celebrity, also happens to be my husband. Hey, Ben Soffer, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, darling. How are you?
Wonderful?
Wonderful.
Is that because we're together and we just celebrated 6 years of marital bliss?
It is, but it's also because any day that God allows me to wake up in the morning is a good day.
Wow, he's feeling spiritual after Rosh Hashanah.
Any day that I wake up is a good day. Any day when I eat good, sleep good, hydrate well.
You're with family. Like, how can you wake up bad?
I can't.
Okay,
I can't.
Good.
I can't wake up bad.
I'm loving this positive energy and outlook you're bringing to the show today, Ben.
It's because I went into Jackie's fridge and I found an almond cookie butter creamer.
Wow.
That just really made my coffee just zip.
It rocked your world?
It was really, really tasty. Think of that Biscoff cookie. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that that's exactly what it was, where you find on a Delta flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crumbled up. Use a bunch of artificial sweeteners. Put it into some cancerous concoction. Mm-hmm. And use some almond paste and then put it into my coffee.
Paste?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Or it was a paste?
It was pasty. No, it wasn't paste. It was liquid.
Yeah, okay.
But you mix it with almond paste.
You're misrepresenting the almond creamer.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I think I described it perfectly.
You said it was a paste.
No, I said that when you mix it, you're using almond paste. I don't think that, how do you think that they get the almonds into the almond creamer?
I think they use almond milk.
Got it. How do you think they make almond milk?
You soak almonds in water.
Yes. And then what does it turn into?
Almond milk.
A paste.
No, it's not a paste.
I think it is.
No, I see people making almond milk on TikTok all the time.
Yeah, you see people making one little bottle of almond milk. These people are making trillions of gallons. They're big corporate.
I don't know how we got to this part of the conversation, but I'd like to leave immediately. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yes.
How are you feeling in terms of, you know, your upcoming appearance on The Toast? You were on last week. I don't think it was our best work.
Really?
Yeah, that Friday episode.
I thought it was great. I mean, it's always nicer to be in studio, but
yeah.
But I thought it was great.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're saying, how am I feeling like on this episode? I'm feeling fantastic. I just told you I'm feeling fantastic.
I feel like you're being very defensive. Like I was just asking a question.
Got it. Yeah, no, I'm feeling great. Very excited for a great episode where we go through some wonderful news stories.
Before we do that, we have to update everyone. I told everyone on the podcast yesterday about the gift that I got you for our 6-year anniversary.
Oh, yes. It was a wonderful, wonderful gift. I got a cameo from Sir Lewis Litt, and he was just as charming as ever.
Did you experience, Jackie talks to me a lot, and she spoke on the podcast yesterday, about kind of like an uncomfortableness of receiving a cameo. Like, it just feels like you're seeing a celebrity, like, a little too up close. Did you feel any of that?
No, I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Okay.
I didn't think that it was weird. I do think, again, as a celebrity myself,
right,
that it is a little strange that we needed to pay for it and we couldn't just, I'm 100% sure that we know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody
that Jewish. Knows
Mr. Lewis Litt.
Yeah, I wanted to pay him what he was due. Like, no. He's a working actor. They're on strike. Like,
absolutely. No, he deserves the coin. I'm just saying that I do feel that there were ways to get to him without cameo. And there's something about cameo that feels a little bit like prostitution.
I think it's like a great business. And I kind of wish I thought of it myself.
Do you think it feels like prostitution, though? You're being paid for your work. I guess
no,
what in life
called,
isn't prostitution?
That's called capitalism. Like, you work and you get paid.
I guess what in life isn't prostitution?
Would you say that you're a prostitute of my podcast?
Yeah.
You come on here and you fuck it.
Yeah, I do. I
you
use
take
it.
Take the money and run.
I use it. Yeah, I'm still waiting on that money from day one. from day one. You talk about bad royalties. Ben, I have the worst royalty deal in the game.
Ben is an unpaid guest, and he does it out of the kindness of his heart, because he loves you guys so much, and he loves showing his feet on the podcast. That's really what he... By the way, while you may not get paid directly by me for coming on the show, you do get paid because you further your career as a foot model, and then you get all these people reaching out, send foot pics.
Yeah, 1,000%. And also, you can still go to spritzsociety.com/pinklemonade and buy the flavor that rocked the freaking world. You can also use code Toast.
You should use code
10%
Toast.
Off. And you can also listen to Good Guys, the number two greatest podcast in the whole world. Of course, I'm on number one.
That's not a legitimate statistic. Let's just keep that in mind.
Why not?
Like, you're not actually number two. Yeah, you're probably like number two in our hearts.
What the hell?
Number two, you know.
Okay, so then are you really number one?
Yes. I don't know if you saw the charts over the weekend. We were number one.
Yeah, we charted once at number two.
I don't think that you did.
You didn't see. Number two.
You didn't see.
Number two in all categories, including horror.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're very scary.
So we're lying today.
No, but really give it a listen, honestly. It's such whether a funny it's number two or number 69 or number 100, whatever it is, Good Guys, the more people that listen, the more episodes we can record. It doesn't have to be one day a week, guys. It could be five.
I like that little face you made after 69.
Yeah, it was nice, right? Mm-hmm. Did it remind you of?
No! Shut your mouth. We don't do that. Okay, stop. Why did you bring that up? Moving on. Let's talk about the Roman Empire.
Okay. I have nothing to say. I don't know what this dumb trend is where guys want to talk about the Roman Empire.
No, it's not that they want to talk about it. It's that women discovered that men are constantly thinking about the concept of the Roman Empire, just like in general. And they've been asking their husbands and partners, brothers.
We're not.
Well, you're not.
No,
because you don't know what it is.
No, we are not. I know what it is. It was the empire built by the Romans.
When?
In what year? Of course, it was before Christ.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Of course, it was AD. After Christ. AD.
Actually, no. It was definitely. It was not before Christ.
I was thinking of the BCs, the ADs, the Ds.
We researched it yesterday because me and Jackie were both like, what's so special about it? And it really was like one of the greatest like times in history, the Romans, like that part of history. They created so many things that we use today.
Amazing. Like what?
Roads.
Love a road.
Sanitation, like literally taking sewage and putting it like outside of the city.
Love it.
Yeah, like kind of basic, like so many tools that we use for surgery.
So we've made no advancements in like a trillion years.
No, we have. But I think what was so great about the Roman Empire, if I'm recalling correctly, is that like I don't know if there's been a time where so many significant medical, civil, like all these different types of advancements have been made in one era.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I guess that's why people are thinking about it, because it's quite amazing.
So it seems like you're thinking about the Roman Empire and you are pretending that it's millennial men to gaslight me into thinking that I'm the one thinking about the Roman Empire when really it's you.
I only learned what the Roman Empire was yesterday, so check yourself before you get the fuck kicked off the show, bitch.
Interesting.
First of all. Second of all, what do you think the female equivalent of the Roman Empire is? Like, what are like historical events that women are always thinking about? Jackie and I were saying yesterday, some options could be the Titanic. They could be the Holocaust. What do you think?
I don't think that the Holocaust is gendered. I think.
Oh, wow.
I think both men and women think about the Holocaust.
That's actually a very good point.
I also don't think that the Titanic is gendered.
No, sorry. You're wrong on that. The Titanic is gendered.
I mean, literally with this submarine, it became non-gendered. Everybody's thinking about the Titanic.
Let me just say it's a submersible. And no, sorry, Titanic is for the girls.
No, just the movie.
Titanic is for the girls. You're wrong. Move on.
Just the movie.
You're wrong.
What time period is?
Doesn't have to be a time period. It could be like a historical event, a tragedy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a historian.
Well, that's
maybe
for
the
sure.
Day the music died.
The day the music died.
They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
Singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Is Don McLean dead?
I was gonna say, like, you are Don McLean.
Is he dead?
I don't know. And to be honest, he could come up to me on the street and slap me in the face and I wouldn't have no idea who he is.
Same. I'm just saying.
But I know that I'm married to Don McLean.
I'm Don McLean.
You literally are. Why? Like, how do I explain that to people? Like, you are Don McLean.
I love that song. I love American Pie.
You do love that song.
Mm-hmm. And The Day the Music Died is a day that women think about often.
Oh, you think, well, do you know what that song's about?
Yeah, The Day the Music Died.
Do you know why the music died?
No.
Like a private plane. I forget who was on the plane. Like some famous musicians, like it went down.
Really?
And that was the day the music died.
See?
Oh my God, see, you didn't even know that. Let me just make sure I'm not making that up because it does sound like kind of fake, but what is the day the music died about? I'm like fairly certain.
It's not what the song's called, so I don't know if you
Oh, know. It's not?
No.
Yeah,
it's
American
Pie.
American Rock and Roll Buddies. Oh, musicians, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Booper, J.P. Richardson were all killed in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa, together with pilot Roger Peterson. So he was singing about his friends.
Wow. Who is Buddy Holly? Because this man is very famous. There's also a wonderful song.
Yes, Buddy Holly is extremely famous.
Is Buddy Holly Weezer? Is that different?
Oh my God. Is Buddy Holly?
No, Weezer? The song.
Oh, I thought you meant, is he like in the band Weezer? I'm like, Ben, he's literally.
No, he's very dead.
From the 50s.
No.
What do you mean?
You look just like Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Married to. By the way, you literally like made a face like I was okay. Some moron.
No, I just.
There's a full
say,
song.
In that moment where you thought Buddy Holly was a part of the band Weezer, I definitely reevaluated all my life choices. Like, that was borderline embarrassing for me and for you. Well, now that we cleared that lunacy up, should we dive into the stories? Which I can't lie. They're not... What? What?
It's just funny. Whenever it's me and Jackie's not here, you're always... Not gonna lie, guys. The stories, they stink.
Well, let's talk about that. I hate picking the stories. I had to do it yesterday. They stunk it up too. I don't know if it's just me or like whenever I have to pick the stories, nothing's going on in the world, but it's annoying. It's annoying. And so I just wanted to let people know, like, the stories are not storying today.
No, we'll make them story.
Of course. And Ben gets
into make him sing.
Ben gets into bed last night and he's like, oh my God, should we talk about Shannon? I'm like, what happened to Shannon Ford? He goes, DUI, Bador. I was like, first of all, you're on a first name basis with Shannon Bador.
I'm just saying everybody knows who Shannon is in the current news.
If you literally get into bed and bring up the name Shannon, which by the way, that sounded wrong, but.
In the current news?
No.
The current news cycle?
Literally Shannon Bador. I mean, Shannon Ford is one of my best friends.
Yeah, she's great.
She works with us.
Love her.
Like, why would I not assume you were talking about Shannon Ford?
Because Shannon Bador is in the news. Struck a building.
We're going to talk about...
Killed a bunch of
no,
migrants.
No, she killed nobody.
What?
She killed nobody.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really?
Wait, you read that she killed migrants? Or you were just like trying to make a joke?
Make a joke.
Oh God, you're so
By the way,
funny.
It wasn't even a joke. You like could have gone along with it.
No, I was like, maybe I missed something. She didn't kill anyone. And that's like why people are like going to, you know, let this cycle out of the news. Like she's no, not...
Yeah, I get it. Cool. Moment ruined.
Okay, sorry.
Continue.
What did I do?
No, nothing. Like it could have just been like a... You know, like people talk, rumors spread.
No, but the
this
thing
big
is,
thing happens.
No, the thing is that like you sometimes believe like things and you like will misread something. And so you could have gone on the rest of your life thinking Shannon Bador killed some migrants.
I didn't.
And I just wanted you to know that actually that was in fact not true.
I didn't.
Okay, well, you know, you thought Buddy Holly was in Weezer.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Let's talk about that now. Like you did.
I didn't. It seems as though... You do spend your life, though, thinking, what am I potentially misconstruing?
Yes, I definitely...
And not just assuming that I know the facts.
Oh, yes.
But I do.
Did you feel like you just uncovered some big secret about me? No, like, for sure.
I'm just saying I know the facts.
Okay, well, let's see if you know the facts in today's stories.
Right, wonderful.
I did try to pick them a little tailored towards you.
Very good.
So, are you ready, Ben?
Yeah. Is that a big problem?
No, I don't think you'll be able to hear it. The baby's crying, but, like, we're in a house with babies. It's totally
okay,
fine.
Cool. Okay, cool.
And I don't think the microphones will pick
okay,
up.
Okay, cool.
Are you ready, Ben?
I'm ready, Freddy.
Oh, wait. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know. And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Loft. Not enough people talk about how Loft has actually really cute and trendy pieces. They touch on all seasons with the most trendiest trends, and they're always offered at a great price. So with October being around the corner, their new arrivals in October, sweater weather officially begins. You can settle into the colder weather with cuddly sweaters, easy-to-wear blazers, super soft cords, unexpected third pieces, and so much more. Chili season is upon us. So if you want to make a fire, cultivate a vibe, get a chili on, make sure you got like a stunning cardigan, some really cute loungewear from Loft. It's really cute. Also, if you're a working woman, I've heard like most of my friends who work in the office are always at Loft. They're always talking about the blazers, the pants. It's really like kind of a go-to destination for actually cute work clothes. They are back and better than ever with a fall collection of fun feminine fashion. Loft has orchestrated a modern mix of all day, any day pieces that offer endless versatility. We're talking plays on proportion, soft touchable textures, exciting new ways to layer, with ideas on how to effortlessly put together and pull off our latest have-to-have styles. So this fall collection is definitely one to celebrate and includes everything you need to build a stylish, feel-good outfit tip to toe. Let's keep showing up for ourselves and each other by wearing what we love. As a thank you for listening today, from today through January 1st, 2024, so you have a good amount of time to get your wardrobe together, use code TOAST at loft.com and you'll get $25 off your full price purchase. Exclusions apply. See podcast description for terms. Again, that's through January 1st, 2024. Use code TOAST at loft.com for $25 off your full price purchase. Today's episode is also brought to you by Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch is a fabulous brand. It is a brand. It's holistic here at The Toast. I'm at my, you know, New York studio. I got my Boll & Branch at home. I'm in my Florida studio. I got my Boll & Branch at home. They have the best sheets, the best bedding accessories, the best bedding all around. Your bed should be a place of higher learning, a place of solace, of peace, of restoration. So start investing in your best sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch sheets feel incredible because they don't cut any corners and they know that quality takes time. Each sheet set is slow made for an unmatched softness with 100% traceable organic cotton that feels unbelievably soft for years to come. The signature hemmed sheets, which is what I have at home, I also have it at here in my Florida room, from Boll & Branch are a bestseller for a reason. They use the highest quality 100% organic cotton threads on earth. Each sheet set is slow made for a superior softness and a better night's sleep. Mm. They feel buttery to the touch and are super breathable, so they're perfect for both cooler and warmer weather. They're loved by millions of sleepers, including a major celebrity in Ben Soffer. Celebrity, how'd you sleep last night in your Boll & Branch?
Wonderful. Cool. Calm, collected.
Love that for you. They come in 10 versatile colors and in all sizes, from twin up to California King. They're designed to feel incredible for all sleepers. They're made without toxins, free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. So sleep better at night with Boll & Branch sheets. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code TOAST at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TOAST. Exclusions apply. See site for details. All right, Ben, you ready to dive in?
Before we dive into the first story, I did just get a text from Joey Camasta.
What did he say?
Saying that a Suits star died.
What?
Yeah, but I don't know who this is.
Hold on.
So it can't be a Suits star.
Oh.
I literally have no idea who this man is.
Do you think Joey's pranking you and you
No, it's
and you...
from Daily Mail. But I don't know who that is. Who is that person?
First of all, very sad.
Very sad.
Oh, he plays Harvey's brother.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
After valiant battle with bipolar depression, he was only 43. Oh my God, that's... Yes. Thank you, Joey Camasta. Yes. So you and Joey Camasta text like that?
He DM'd me. Yeah, just like, you know, he was thinking of me.
He was thinking of you. That's really sweet. Well, that's a terrible story.
It is a terrible story. It's also like a very clickbaity headline. Like...
Yeah, because he was probably in a lot of things. He's not most known for Suits, but they're capitalizing.
Not a star. Great person, you know, I'm sure, but not a star of Suits, I'm saying.
No, I'm saying I'm sure he starred in a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so our first story I picked for you today, because I know you jerk off to Olivia Rodrigo. Okay, that was disgusting. Sorry. She's like a...
It's like also not even true.
I know, you just love her.
Like, I can't...
You guys, wait.
By the way, I can't just enjoy women's music.
No,
without jerking off to it.
Yeah, thank you. Now you understand. That's...
What? Explain what? Now I understand
I'm your
what?
Wife. I make music.
Now I understand what?
I'm your wife.
Yeah, I listen to your songs too.
You should be obsessed with me.
I am obsessed with you.
No, I don't think you spend enough time thinking about me.
Got it.
And obsessing over me.
Got it. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell everyone a story that Ben gets in bed last night. I was reading and listening to the new Olivia Rodrigo album, and he gets in bed and he says like, oh, I think I told this story yesterday on the toast. Ignore me. Okay, ready?
What about how she plagiarized Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, like you thought that was
Hannah
like
Montana.
You thought that was like your original.
No, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but
it's not
this
Hannah
actually,
Montana. It's Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Start All Over. It was after the Hannah Montana years.
But a really great song that also could have been sung by Hannah.
I love that song.
I have like a skill where if I hear a song, I can pick up the notes from other songs.
I
don't know
say,
if everybody has this skill, no, but I'm really good at it.
I will say, like I clown on you all the time. You do have that skill.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, he'll be like, this actually sounds, and he'll pull up like the most obscure song. And you know what? They do kind of sound alike.
So really, I can match chord progression. So Charlie Puth, if this comes across your desk, I can work with you.
So you're coming for a Charlie Puth snack?
No, I'm coming to work with Charlie
Puth.
Why
would you want to work with Charlie Puth?
Because he makes like cool music like that.
But he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. What? Oh, we hate Charlie Puth on
the
show?
Oh, you don't know that? I literally hate Charlie Puth. You're not allowed to even remotely respect him.
I don't. I like him.
Get out.
I like him.
Get out.
I like him.
No, Ben, we hate Charlie Puth in this house.
Like, why? Give me one reason.
His social media, his personality, his face.
I like it.
Ben?
I'm in.
Take it back.
No.
I'll cancel good guys.
No, you can't.
I have that power.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'll cancel good guys.
No, you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
We'll switch people.
No, but
good luck.
I will cancel good guys. Good say luck. That nope. You don't respect Charlie Puth.
Nope.
Ben, we're not going on with the podcast until you say you don't respect Charlie Puth.
I respect him, so I can't. I can't do that. I can't slander another man that has a great ear for music. A fellow celebrity. I can't. Can't do it. So we'll just stalemate here.
Yeah. We're at an impasse.
It is what it is.
Give me
look
that.
At this gorgeous pillow of Theo.
I can't believe you're disrespecting me on my own show.
It is what it is.
Fine. You know who I love?
Who? Hitler?
No.
Who?
Why would you say that?
Who?
That was incredibly out of pocket. Like,
it's a good transition.
Who do you like hate?
No one. I'm a lover.
No, you're not. You hate everyone.
Who?
Name I don't know. Person. You're always talking about people. Oh, I know who, but I can't say it on the podcast.
Who? Who? Oh, yeah.
I love him. How does that make you feel?
It just makes me think that you have bad taste.
That's what I think about you and Charlie Puth.
Okay, so we're even.
Yeah. Okay. Our first story. Zach Bia reveals whether he inspired Olivia Rodrigo's breakup song, Vampire. So Zach Bia is insisting that the song, the scathing breakup song, is not about their short-lived romance. He did an interview with GQ, and he was obviously asked. I think a lot of people just, like, they guessed, and then now everyone just assumes. Like, they just believe that it's about Zach Bia. He said, I don't really think it's about me. I think the internet just ran with it. We hung out, we're both busy, and we ended up not furthering our relationship. There was never any drama, you know? Look, I'm in the industry, so I know how a song gets made, he explained before giving props to her songwriting chops. The song's so big and so awesome. Look, a heartbreak song for the summertime. It's an undefeated formula. Anytime I've spent speculatively the subject of a song or the focus of a TikTok trend, whether grounded in reality or not, it's like it's never been up to me to address it because the scale of it is so widespread. 100 million people have heard this song. The only thing I can address is my own life. I can control what my friends think and the creative output that I have and things like that. Okay.
Zach Bia sounds pretty smart.
I want to say.
That was like a good quote.
I also think his explanation of the song, not like I believe it. He was like, I remember when they were like spotted out. It wasn't for a long period of time. It wasn't a million things. Like I actually believe like they dated, fizzled. Like not everything has to be like big catastrophic drama. Like I believe his explanation that the song isn't about him.
Yeah. And the song could easily be about no one.
Right.
Like the thing that we like to do, and by we, I mean girls.
Ooh,
is listening
coming for musical women. Coming for musical women.
No.
Coming for musical women.
Coming
for musical women. Coming for musical women.
Coming for the women that
coming
listen
for musical
to
women.
Music, not the musical women, is that it always needs to be, oh, who's she singing about? Who is this with? When in reality, these songs are typically not even written by these people. I'm sure Olivia writes her own music. I'm not saying that. But like songs are just the way that Zach Bia said, you know, a heartbreak song.
It's
for the
a
summer.
Formula.
It's a formula. You know how easy it is to write a heartbreak song? I went to the park, looked at her, She looked at me and said, I'm not talking to you anymore. And I went home and I screamed and shouted and I cried in my room until it went dark. And then I came out in the morning expecting to see the sun.
See the sun.
But without her, it was a cloudy day. Cloud. And I cried until the next one. See? Heartbreak. There's no sun without her.
Okay, and I wanted to just backtrack a little bit to what you said. Like, I think you were trying to insult women, being like, women do this.
No, I wasn't.
And you know what? I think in what you didn't realize, because you're a man and you're stupid, is that you really were just complimenting us. Yeah, like, women, we're not going to, like, lay down and just let people tell us things. Like, we're going to ask questions. We're going to inquire. We're going to investigate. Like, never stop asking questions. Never take no for an answer.
You're going to go deep.
Yeah, like, we...
But sometimes it's just on the surface.
We're intellects.
Sometimes a song belongs on the surface.
I will say, like, I think a lot of times when people, like, try to, you know, decode what a certain song is about by a singer who clearly doesn't write their own music, like, that's a big old waste of your time. I don't want to, like, call people out. But, like, we know who doesn't write their own music and we know who does. So people being like, who do you think the new Blanket song is about? It's like, nobody, they didn't fucking write it. They just, like, rolled in and sang it. Mm-hmm. But, like, Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, these are people we can definitely
assume that they're writing about someone.
Right. From Understood. Their own personal experience.
Understood.
So what's your favorite song on the Olivia Rodrigo album? And when are you guys going to go on a date?
I have to look at the song list.
I thought you were going to say, I have to look at my calendar.
I have to look at the song list.
I want to key his car. I want to break his heart. Stitch you right back up. I want to kiss his face with an uppercut. I want to meet his mom and tell her son sucks. Yeah, I want. Okay, what's your favorite song?
Oh, I like that one. What's that song?
Get Him Back.
Yeah, that one's pretty solid.
Which is All American Bitch is the
All American Bitch is solid.
That's the one that sounds like Start All Over.
And the truth is, Vampire was a single for a reason.
You love it?
It's good.
You love it?
It's good.
You want to marry it?
No.
Do you want to walk down the aisle at your second wedding to Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo?
Wow. All right. Good to know.
Bloodsucker.
Good to know. I will not be holding your hand.
Give me your hand, bitch. Fame fucker.
That's you.
Bleeding. I am a fame fucker because I'm married to a celebrity.
It's true. There's not a lot of... You're going to have my limp hand this whole time.
Stop. Give me your hand. Hold my hand. You're really being...
Second wedding.
You're being defiant.
Second wedding.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to be a celebrity. Like,
take it back.
No. Take a joke. Take a joke.
No.
Well, I guess today's the day the music died.
Wow. Okay, all right, I take it. I take it back. I take a joke. I take a joke.
Excuse me. I'm choking.
For literally every single time that you've yelled at me on this show, which I'm sure somebody could put together a long clip
Please
of me
don't.
Clearing
Please
my throat,
don't.
That throat clear tops them all.
Wow, if anybody should be understanding, it's you.
I am understanding.
I literally just choked on my own show, and you don't even ask me if I'm okay. You just come and accuse.
I knew you were okay.
Wow, we're really on edge today. Okay, let's go back to like how we were on our anniversary. Like, we were so loving.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do that. All right, are you ready for our next story? It's an update. I'm so sorry. I feel like, I don't know if people keep caring about this saga, but honestly, I do.
Who?
So yesterday, we were praising Bill Maher for continuing to bring his show back and give, you know, the people who work on his show paychecks again. Mm. And not so much praising him for bringing his show back, but praising him for making a decision and sticking with it. Mm-hmm. Unlike Drew Barrymore, who posted and deleted 5 apology videos and then decided not to come back.
Yikes.
Well, now we spoke too soon because Bill Maher has delayed the start of his show, citing strike negotiations. So the comedian who last week vowed to put his topical HBO program back into production now says he will delay it for a little while longer. Here's what he said. My decision to return to work was made when it seemed that nothing was happening and there was no end in sight for this strike. Now that both sides have agreed to go back to the negotiating table, I'm going to delay the return of real time for now and hope that they can finally get all this done. All of TV's late night series have gone dark in recent months due to the strike, but Maher said he would no longer stand by as so many of his below the line crew were going without pay. So I will say I appreciate his explanation. Like, what we were saying yesterday is, like, Drew Barrymore kept releasing these statements being like, we are a global show that launched during difficult times. Like, just say why you're bringing it back. Like, just say. And Bill Maher, when he was bringing it back, was very clear. He's like, there's so many people who work on the show who are not a part of the strike. They can't feed their families. And you know what? Like, we're going to bring the show back and it's going to stink because we're not going to have writers, but people will get paid. And I appreciated it. It's because we were like, why is Drew bringing the show back? She didn't explain. Now, Bill Maher's not bringing the show back, but I will say I do once again appreciate his direct. He just posted on social media and he said exactly why. I guess this whole time they haven't been negotiating with the streamers because they never got to like even a remotely like halfway point. So they've been on strike, not negotiating, but I guess now they've returned Fran Drescher and Bob Iger back at it.
Go Fran, go.
Go Fran, go.
She's the best. That said, like, what was his name again?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. If people are going hungry, then why aren't you paying them now? Like, why are you waiting? No, I get it.
He doesn't pay them. The networks do.
But the networks wasn't going to in his fictitious scenario where
no, it was.
They never reach. Oh.
He was going to go back to HBO and continue to produce his show and get all of his employees paid from HBO. Like, everybody would go back to work for HBO.
So why doesn't he do that now?
Well, he said now that these streamers and networks are back to negotiating with SAG and WGA, he's going to wait.
I know, but they're hungry.
No, I know.
So which one is it?
It's both.
You see what I'm saying?
No, but it is both. That's like the whole point of a strike where it's like tough decisions being made.
Yeah, they are tough. They are tough. I don't think this is anything that gets resolved too quickly.
No, me neither. I feel like it's going to be a while. I didn't even know that they were back to negotiating.
Well, inside baseball. Now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Variety chose like a really bad picture of Bill Maher. Honestly, like not cool. If that was me, I'd be pissed. Okay, are you ready for our next story?
I am.
But are you ready for our next story that's brought to you by Ring Concierge?
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
Because Ring Concierge is the leading luxury jeweler committed to designs by women for everyone. Ring Concierge offers accessible, on-trend, and wearable everyday fine jewelry for how the modern woman stacks and layers her pieces. Ring Concierge has fine jewelry made to be worn every day, and they create custom handcrafted engagement rings and specialize in getting you the biggest diamond within your budget. Ring Concierge makes fine jewelry at every price point, and they are a favorite for a ton of celebrities. I have to say, this is one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow. Ring Concierge has the most beautiful pieces. I love watching like their bridal engagement rings being made. It's so beautiful. And their earrings are some of my favorite too. I actually recently, from two separate people, got two different gifts from Ring Concierge, and they're such beautiful earrings. They're like timeless pieces. They wear so well. They're really beautiful. And of course, we have a discount code for you guys, which is so fabulous. You can shop the fine jewelry at ringconcierge.com. That's RINGCONCIERGE.com. Use code TOAST20 for 20% off your fine jewelry order. It's just, I can't believe like we have a promo code for Ring Concierge. I feel like they're one of the most fabulous brands. And like we did that. So the code is TOAST20, TOAST20 at ringconcierge.com. Get your holiday shopping started early. Buy something for yourself, for someone in your life. If you're thinking about getting engaged, maybe like send the website your fiance, boyfriend's way, you know.
It's a nice name.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, our next story is a little plastic surgery news. Heidi Montag is revealing that she got part of her chin sawed off during her 2009 plastic surgery overhaul. So she's reflecting on her November 2009 plastic surgery overhaul, including getting part of her chin sawed off and how it impacted her final season of The Hills with her husband, Spencer. I wanted to talk about this story because if you were there, you remember in 2009, like The Hills was everything. It was everywhere. There were paparazzi pictures of Heidi and Spencer like every single day. And she had gotten like a bunch of work done on her face. And then they had this like big reveal. Ben, it was the biggest deal in the world at the time. Like when she revealed her new face and like, she did look so different, but now in hindsight, like I think we're so used to plastic surgery. Like it's really not that crazy. She like just looks like she has like some filler and maybe like a chin implant. But if you were there, you guys remember like it was the craziest thing that ever happened. We were like people were crying. Like it was so psychotic. And I also, I'm just excited that she's talking about it. So she had said at the time, my surgeon was like, oh, it'll be a quick recovery, a few months. And it took me over a year to heal. I could barely talk with my jaw. I just had part of my chin sawed off. It was really a lot just dealing with that. And she was 23. And she was so beautiful. Damn. Before. At the age of 23, she notoriously underwent a whopping 10 cosmetic procedures at once, shortly before production picked up for the sixth and final season of The Hills. The surgeries performed by the late Dr. Frank Ryan included a chin reduction, updated breast augmentation, rhinoplasty revision, a brow lift, liposuction, facial fat injections, and pinning her ears back, among others.
Holy smokes.
She said, I wasn't even in a place to film. And I kept saying, I'm not a person right now. I need to heal and recover. And I'm not doing well physically. Like I'm not able to literally show up like I was. I thought I'd bounce back and be able to be on TV like I was after my first cosmetic surgery, but there was just way too much done and each thing took too much time and it hurt so bad. I was just in an immense amount of pain. Oh my God, I like totally had forgotten about this saga. It sounds horrible.
Horrible. Chin sawed.
10 plastic surgeries at once.
Yeah, it's tough.
What plastic surgery would you want to get done to your face? Oh, you're perfect the way you are, but if you had to.
It's funny. My co-star on Good Guys actually recently got the surgery and he speaks about it. Under eye.
Bags.
My bags are getting really bad.
They're like literally not.
They're really bad.
That's not a real problem.
So I'd like to get this done, I think.
No, you don't need that. What else would you want done?
Oh, so what do you think I need done?
That's a good question. I think you definitely need an egghead removal surgery.
Rude.
You do have an egghead.
Yeah, I guess it could be. I could shave it down.
No, I'm totally kidding. I was not saying that question. I don't think you literally need any plastic surgery.
Yeah, you sure?
There's nothing on you I would change.
You sure?
Except your love of Charlie Puth.
Fine. I don't think there's a surgery for that.
I do.
No, I don't.
It's called a lobotomy.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This is so sad, but so interesting that she's sharing that time. And I didn't realize, I thought she got that done when The Hills was over.
But it was a weird choice of timing.
Before the final season.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, trying to squeeze it in. You squeeze in like a teeth cleaning. You don't squeeze in a chainsaw to the chin.
Right, she said it was obviously her choice, but she wasn't aware of the repercussions, including a near-death experience.
What happened near death?
They called Spencer at one point during the surgery and told him I basically died and I wasn't doing well. She explains that at one point her heart was beating only 5 times per minute after she was allegedly administered the incorrect dose of the opioid Demerol for pain relief.
So here's the problem. I'm pro-plastic surgery.
This is like a crazy story. Wait. We had to have nurses at the house for months to help me recover, so we're dealing with that. And then we have these producers saying, say this and say that. And we're just like, we can't do this. Wow. They have a new podcast, by the way, so this is where they're talking about it. I just wanted to go. Yeah, sorry.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm pro plastic surgery. You want to get something done, you get it done.
Yeah.
That said, unnecessary surgery presents unnecessary risks. So unless it's really important, really important. Just saying, Joan Rivers.
She, by the way, didn't die getting plastic surgery.
What'd she die getting?
An endoscopy, a routine endoscopy.
Even worse, see? Even necessary things have risks. So the unnecessary is really unnecessary.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Okay, Pastor.
Also.
Okay, Pastor Ben.
Also, I was going to ask why we're talking about this, like why this came up, and it makes sense if they have a new podcast.
They have a new podcast.
They also clearly have an unbelievable publicist. So.
No, this is actually like such an interesting story, and... like so sad.
It is sad.
What of the work that I have had done do you like and dislike? Botox.
I think that all of the work that you've had done has been quite tasteful.
Thank you.
Not like God altering.
Right. Well, the chin was a little God altering.
Why? You didn't have anything shaved.
No, I just had like the fat taken out.
Okay. That's not God altering.
And lip filler, what do you like about that? I feel like you don't like that.
I don't, but I don't think you do too much of it. If you do, I just haven't noticed, but
I haven't done it in a while.
I think your lips look good.
I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, so then when you have done it, I haven't liked it. So yeah, don't do
when
that.
When I have done it, I feel like you don't like the texture of my lips.
They're
like
also just too big. They're just, well, it's just weird.
There's no such thing.
No, yeah. No, it's too much. No, your lips are, they're good. What's wrong with your current lips?
No, nothing, which is why I am leaving them.
Understood.
All right, now we're going to talk about your girlfriend, Shannon.
Oh, yes. Another girlfriend.
She's ashamed. She's entering counseling after her DUI arrest.
One, sorry, she should be ashamed.
Ooh.
Two, counseling. Like, I hate this thing where I know that celebrities are coached to have to say certain things because they know that's what writers or the public or the network or somebody wants them to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I think it was Kyrie Irving when he made those, like, terribly anti-Semitic comments and then was like, oh, but don't worry, I'm going to the Holocaust Museum to learn with Rabbi Shmuley.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like, I don't believe you.
No, it's like PR strategy at this point.
And I'm not going to question the woman's age, but an older woman, a younger woman, don't drive drunk.
No,
like, it's just so...
There's literally no excuse It's when Uber exists, when taxi exists, Lyfts, and when you're like a woman of means, like get a driver.
It's just terrible. Like I was reading the comments under this and it's like at first I was thinking like, oh, people are going to like be nice to her, like feel bad for her. And it's literally just comments of like, my 14-year-old son was struck by a drunk driver. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, so here are the details. Her friend Jeff Lewis, who has a radio show, revealed that his close friend Shannon Medora is seeking treatment after she was arrested for a DUI and a hit-and-run early Sunday. He said, I'm happy to say that she's going to be entering counseling this week, so I'm so happy about that. The Flipping Out star explained that Medora called him after the incident.
What does that mean?
And said that she's, quote, accepting full accountability. Who else would?
Obviously.
And she's, quote, ashamed and embarrassed. He said, I don't think Shannon is an alcoholic. I think as her close friend, I think she's going through a lot of personal struggles right now. And I think that she's probably has been leaning on alcohol, but I don't believe she's an alcoholic. He also confirmed that she was in a car accident that night and got injured, but nobody else was hurt.
Like, I get it. Like, people get a pass when they're young, right? I'm not being ageist here. I'm just saying, like, when you're young, you think, like, nothing can happen to you, and you think you're invincible, and then you drink, and somebody makes a life-altering mistake, and it's horrendous. But when you are older, you have seen these things, you have learned, and you can't drive drunk. You can't do it.
No, I agree.
You can't do it.
Like, I really am not a judgmental person. I think that I'm really, like, understanding of people's flaws, and I'm sorry, this is the one thing, like, I'm going to judge someone to hell for.
This is actually a huge thing for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you even have, like, if I have, like, half a glass of wine, like, have nothing, Claudia's like, no, you can't drive.
No, I don't believe in, like, having one cocktail and getting in the car. Like when we're going somewhere and someone's going to drive, they'll be like, I'll have a beer. I'll be like, I will not drive with you. Like, maybe I'm a little extreme, and I don't even know why.
I'd rather you be extreme. I don't know why you're like.
I don't even have I don't have like a trauma connected. Like, I just think it's so fucking stupid.
It is.
I know why. I'm a logical person.
It is stupid.
And in this day and age, when literally you could get someone to pick you up in 10 seconds on your phone, why you would get in a car drunk is beyond me. Agreed. And I'm sorry. Like, I am judging. I think this is shameful and I think it's gross.
Yeah. Agreed. And I don't know what counseling you can possibly have for drunk driving.
Especially if he's saying she's not an alcoholic.
No, but what counseling can you have? What am I
well,
missing?
Well, I guess he was saying she's going through like a lot of personal issues. So maybe she needs to go to counseling for those personal issues.
Got it. I just don't know what to do with driving drunk.
No, I like literally hate this. I vomit.
Thank God nobody was hurt.
Thank God nobody was hurt.
How fast was she going?
She wasn't going particularly fast, but she was going actually fast because she was going around a bend. And when I saw the video of it. When the car, you know, started to turn, it came up unexpectedly and she literally drove into a building.
But how fast was she going?
Let me see if it says.
And how far was she from her house? Like, how long was the drive she was embarking on?
Okay, I don't know. I don't have her like her GPS.
And how drunk was she? Do we know that?
I have no idea where she was going, but right now she's going on my list of people I'm upset with.
But so nobody knows how far she was from her house. Nobody knows how fast she was driving. Nobody knows how drunk she was.
If you want to go read the police report, sure. I'm sure you can figure all that out.
No, because now I also would like to know, just saying, because I like to play both sides. I just want to know, was she truly drunk? Was she a little bit tipsy? Was she going 5 miles an hour and she was next to her house? There are some things.
If she's putting out public statements via her friend Jeff Lewis saying she's ashamed, I'm entering counseling, I take full accountability. That bitch was drunk.
Yeah.
That bitch was wasted. That bitch was driving fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And agreed. I'm upset with her. Yeah. I'm upset with her.
Yeah. It's no good.
It's no bueno.
It's no good. It's no good.
And she was like posting.
Was she filming?
I don't think so, but I'm sure cameras are up now.
No, I ask if she was filming because then like maybe you could put a little bit of accountability.
No, I'm sorry. She wasn't filming because when they do film
production,
they always show up in Suburbans. Like production has cars for them everywhere.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That encourages all the women to drink and be crazy for the show.
Yep.
So definitely.
And then takes them home.
Right. Safely.
Safely. Yep.
And if there was like actual producers around, I don't think anybody would have let Shannon get in a car.
Yeah. Understood.
No, she was definitely,
understood.
Not filming.
Understood.
Ugh, I'm so mad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am.
It is our fifth and final story that's brought to you by State Farm.
Ooh.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create a plan that gives you options so you get an affordable price. And it comes with lots of benefits, like the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is just better when you can personalize your experiences. So think about it like this. What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you. And we all know that my social media are full of, you know, currently Roman Empire trend, lots of Olivia Rodrigo. I'm sure yours are filled with Olivia Rodrigo. Yours are probably filmed with, what's on your social media like?
Good guys.
Oh God, oh my God.
Spritz.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most. And it's all at an affordable price just for you. So you can see more of yourself in everything you love. Are you ready? Want to do it with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like a
good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Would you, you went like a little rogue. Do it
again. I do. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, let's do it again. Ready?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What tune are you singing?
Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary. Again, call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary. Today's episode is also brought to you by Roback. I think it's safe to say that everyone's talking about Roback. They just launched their brand new jogger and hoodie sets, and we can't take them off. They're so soft, so comfortable, and just perfect for the fall. They use their V-Soft fabric, and the name says it all. It is the softest fabric that they own. Whether you're lounging around or having a casual day out and about, these jogger sets are for you. Like, I'm living in the age of jogger sets, and I couldn't be more pleased about it. I think, like, in order to look cute and comfy, it's a very unique scientific formula, and Roback has absolutely nailed it. They have you covered in the jogger sets, but they also have you covered for the man in your life. Whether it's their performance hoodies, their polos, or their joggers, it's all the men we know wear. If you want your man looking good, then get him in Roback. Just head to Roback and, like, take care of all your needs for the upcoming season. For you, your man, everyone in your life. You'll look cute, you'll look stylish, but you'll also be comfortable, which for me is like the number one priority when shopping for clothes. For me, it's like function over fashion. I need to look good, I need to feel good, and Roback is the perfect place for that. Their hoodies are fabulous. I keep a lot of them down here in Florida because Jackie's house is always cold because it's so hot outside. And so like jogger sets are perfect for podcasting. I look really cute. And with fall right around the corner, make sure to check out Roback. Use code TOAST on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order of any fall essential. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. And you'll get 20% off with code TOAST on everything for yourself and the man in your life. Check them out now. Okay, our fifth and final story.
I just have to say very quickly, you have some wonderful sponsors.
I know.
And you do the ad reads so eloquently.
Oh my God.
And they are just like so lucky to be advertising on this show.
Oh my God.
Just sometimes you listen to ads like on other shows, yeah. Not calling anybody out, and they really phone it in, you know?
Yep.
And you don't. And I too don't when I do an ad read on Good Guys.
We're just kind of two really authentic podcasters, you would say.
Yeah. And you know, we appreciate our sponsors.
We do. Thank you for the sponsors, you know, keeping the lights on here today. Yeah. And make sure to support our sponsors, whether that be Roback, State Farm, Bowling Branch, Ring Concierge, whatever it is.
And use our codes. Across the toast and Good Guys.
You fuck off right now. You've taken it too far. You've taken it too far.
Use code Good Guys.
Okay, Starbucks is facing a lawsuit.
Good. Fuck them.
For their...
Sorry. Starbucks, if you're willing to pony up and sponsor any of our shows, I will retract that statement.
Sorry, they sponsor the toast.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're ready to drink beverages. They're so good. We have them in the studio.
Oh, so then we must be careful with this story.
Well, no, like we're just reading the facts. They're facing a lawsuit for a fruitless fruit flavored refresher drinks. So they were ordered by a federal judge on Monday to face a lawsuit claiming that several of their refresher fruit beverages lacked a key ingredient, fruit.
Not that crazy.
A judge rejected their request to dismiss 9 of the 11 claims in the proposed class action, saying that a significant portion of reasonable consumers would expect their drinks to contain fruit mentioned in the names. So here are the drinks. Consumers are complaining that their mango dragon fruit lemonade, pineapple passion fruit lemonade, strawberry acai, and strawberry acai lemonade refreshers contained none of the advertised mango, passion fruit, or acai. The plaintiffs, which are a bunch of different people, said that the main ingredients were water, grape juice concentrate, and sugar.
Sorry,
and that Starbucks' misleading names caused them to be overcharged. They said that this violates their state's consumer protection laws.
The plaintiffs are assholes.
This is like what happens in suits.
And they're always assholes. It's like people that are literally looking for something wrong with something to get a payday.
Yeah, no, it's like an ambulance chaser. It's like people who are notorious.
Didn't hurt anyone. Nobody, if you're going to Starbucks, PSA, if you're going to Starbucks for your daily dose of fruit.
Like you have
your,
other problems.
In your pineapple mango refresher.
That's 1,000 calories.
Huge problem.
Agreed.
Huge problem.
But.
Also, anything that has lemonade at the end, you know lemonade isn't a real fruit, right?
Well, they're not complaining that there's no lemons. They're complaining that there's no mango, passion fruit, or acai.
No, but I'm just saying lemonade. No,
by the way, if I were the judge in this case, I would say you're both wrong. Plaintiffs, you're fucking annoying. Go get a job instead of like, you know, trying to exploit major companies. Like just go do something else. But Starbucks, sorry, you can't be out here being like an acai refresher that has no acai. Like that's called false advertising. It's misleading the consumer. Like, sorry, you have to do better. Or put fucking fruit in your fucking drinks.
Yeah, but can't you also just ask as the consumer what's in this drink?
No, I'm sorry. Like we live in that type of country where like we're all just lying to each other.
Yes.
No, I don't think
you every really, day.
No, I'm with.
Actually, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't, because if I walked up to Starbucks and I ordered a cup of coffee, I wouldn't ask, is this real coffee?
Would they say, or is this, you know, muddled up poop?
It could be.
Right. Like we have to have some faith in our institutions.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. But we don't.
I stand with the plaintiffs.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I stand with the plaintiffs if they came across this in a way that wasn't looking for a payoff. But unfortunately, it was. Unfortunately, it was.
By the way, Starbucks was saying what you said when they wanted to get those cases dismissed. It also said no reasonable consumers would have been confused. And the baristas could have sufficiently dispelled any confusion if consumers had questions.
Yeah.
They said that the product names described the drink's flavors as opposed to their ingredients, and the menu boards accurately advertise those flavors.
I don't disagree.
But the judge, this is literally like an episode of Suits, but the judge said that unlike the term vanilla, the subject of many lawsuits, nothing before the court indicates that mango, passion fruit, and acai are terms that typically are understood to represent a flavor, not an ingredient. I agree with the judge.
No. I stand with Starbucks on this one. When you go, let's just bring some brands into it, right? When you go and you pick up your delicious Diet Raspberry Snapple.
Yeah.
Are you expecting there to be real raspberries in it?
No.
Okay, what's the difference?
That these refresher drinks have like chunks of stuff in it.
No, they don't.
Oh, wait, no, maybe they don't.
You're just making that up in your head.
Okay, wait, so that's a good, wait.
Or when you get a peach Snapple, there's no peach.
I think there is peach flavors.
Yeah, there's also acai flavors. That's what they're saying.
Okay, wait, hold
there's
on.
There's just no real acai. There's also pineapple flavors. There's just no pineapple. Drinks typically don't have real fruit in it. They're drinks.
Peach.
Not chocolate. A smoothie. Is it called a smoothie? No, it's called a refresher.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking up the peach tea ingredients.
It's not going to be anything you want to see.
No, I believe in Snapple.
Of course. Doesn't mean it doesn't taste great.
Zero sugar peach tea. This is Diet Peach Snapple. Where do you find the ingredients?
It's going to be a bunch of stuff, natural flavors or even artificial flavors.
Filtered water, citric acid, tea, aspartame, potassium citrate, natural flavors, and malic acid.
Yeah. Look, as a man in the
because
industry,
I guess the difference is with Snapple, they're all different teas and they come in different flavors. So you know that there's not the actual fruit in it because it's just flavored. These drinks are advertised as... It's literally called the strawberry acai.
It's called the strawberry acai refresher.
And no, there's multiple drinks. It's called their strawberry mango dragon fruit, mango dragon fruit lemonade, pineapple passion fruit lemonade, strawberry acai lemonade.
There are two options for all of these people, including you. You're a plaintiff, apparently. Okay.
I'm just saying, I stand with the plaintiffs.
No, you can't, because there are two options if you really thought that there was fresh juice in there. Either it would be a smoothie, which is clearly not, because it's called a refresher and they have no blenders.
Yeah. Right? No, they do have blenders.
Two, they don't. Oh, they do have blenders. Okay, but not for the fruit stuff.
No.
Two, it would be a fresh squeezed juice. I don't think that there's fresh squeezed dragon fruit. You can't even squeeze a dragon fruit. How do you get the juice out?
Well, I think back to your original claim that like anybody going to Starbucks for their daily dose of fruit like is a deeply unwell person. Having said that, like I think legally they've got some ground to stand on, these plaintiffs. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
Oh, I believe.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, I believe.
Agree to disagree.
Have you ever sued anyone?
No. And I'm very against the whole thing in general.
I've sent a strongly worded letter.
I absolutely hate, I'm sorry. I have many friends that are in this profession. I just hate lawyers. I hate the idea that
love suits.
I hate the idea that we need to have them. I think there are some fantastic lawyers that are doing the right thing in a very corrupt society. But the fact that I can't shake hands with somebody and my word works stinks.
Oh, you're a big fan of the verbal agreement.
I am a huge fan of the verbal agreement.
Well, you're a sucker.
See?
You are a sucker.
See, you're
I'm
the
a big
reason.
Fan of the contractual agreement.
Yeah, see, you're the reason.
And yeah, somebody crosses me, I'm going to sue their ass. Yeah, like that publicist who sold $4,000 for me.
See, because this is the world that we live in, where there are those publicists. And if those publicists simply didn't exist, then we wouldn't need lawyers, unfortunately.
You're living in a fantasy. You're living in a fantasy.
It's true.
You run a business. Don't be dumb. Get a lawyer.
We have one. They're very expensive.
Get multiple.
We have multiple. They're very expensive.
Ugh, after watching Suits, I should have become a lawyer. Like, it looks horrible, but, like, rewarding.
Yeah, especially when you work on the right side of the law.
Right. Which not everyone does in Suits.
No. And not everybody does in general.
So true.
Cool.
What kind of lawyer would you be? I think I'd want to be...
Oh, what a great question. Like... The truth is, if I'm living in a society where I could be any type of lawyer, like the Suits, big corporate lawyer.
Yeah, like, but like, do you want to do mergers and acquisitions? Like Louis Litt does finance. Harvey does.
Definitely not finance.
Okay.
Yeah, M&A sounds nice.
M&A sounds nice. I also just like entertainment law. Like I'd want to be like a couple really big celebrities, like favorite lawyer.
Yeah, that sounds nice too.
Because they only do like a couple deals a year. Like it's not.
It's also probably really fun to sue big companies. Like the jobs that these like plaintiffs, like the lawyer that they found.
If you have a legitimate claim.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you get a big chunk of that settlement.
And then it's fun.
Yeah.
So, like the person that came after Subway Tuna for not having tuna in it. That's like probably fun, but it's also blasphemy.
Let me ask you a question. Subway Tuna got sued because.
See, oh, by the way, that. Fucked up.
Oh, so you stand with the plaintiffs with Subway?
Of course
I do. So you stand with the plaintiffs with Subway?
There's no world in which tuna shouldn't have tuna in it.
And there's no world in which strawberry acai should not have acai in it.
No, not true, because it's a flavor. Tuna's not a flavor, it's a food.
But Subway could argue it's a flavor.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
It's revolting.
Yes, they can. But let me ask you a question. So Subway got sued because it was found that their tuna salad in their sandwiches didn't have one trace of it.
Did that actually end up coming out as true?
Yeah.
You're positive?
Yeah.
You're positive that in the end of it, Subway's tuna doesn't have tuna. Okay, let's I don't see. Think that's true. I think that was a baseless claim that was made. But
Subway tuna lawsuit, not tuna. Ooh. Did you just pick your nose on my show?
No, I tried to pop my ear, but it wouldn't pop.
Okay, so a woman had filed a lawsuit against Subway claiming that their tuna isn't tuna. It was dismissed.
See?
Wow.
Bastards coming for my tuna. Subway has some really, really solid, considering how big they are. By the way, did you see how much money Subway just got sold for 2 weeks ago?
Subway sold?
To Arby's Group.
Wow.
Guess how? I'll ask you two questions. Okay. One, how many stores do you think they have? And two, how much do you think they sold for?
I think they have 40,000 stores.
21,000 stores.
Okay, that wasn't a bad guess.
No. And how much do you think they sold for? $10 billion.
I was going to say $2 billion.
$10 billion.
How does Arby's have that much money? Arby's stinks and I've never seen anybody eat there.
I'm sure that Arby's is a conglomerate that owns a bunch of these. Okay, and
this is, to me, this is the most interesting thing we've talked about all day.
What, tuna?
Arby's Group. No, like the fast food conglomerates.
Oh, I love QSR, quick serve restaurants. What a cash cow.
Okay, so
God, I'd love to own a bunch of Wendy's.
Arby's Group is actually called Inspire Brands. Mm-hmm. And they own Arby's Restaurant Groups. Dunkin', Wendy's.
See.
Hold on, I think there's more. Jimmy John's.
See.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
See.
Sonic Drive-In.
By the way, talking about a monopoly.
CC's Pizza, I don't know that one. Dunn Brothers Coffee, and Mooyah. Oh, Baskin Robbins too.
Wow, they're killing it.
And Mr. Donut, which is an international franchise.
You're
I've never
killing
heard of
it.
Yeah. And now Subway, yeah, you're right, they're at the bottom of the list. Wow, I would love to be like a magnate of like...
I'd love to own a like 50 fast food chains.
Yeah, like I'd love to be like the largest McDonald's like franchisee or something.
Yeah, it would be amazing. And our McDonald's
How much,
would be spick and span.
Oh, and everyone, I would do meet and greets at my McDonald's and we all get free food.
See?
How much does it cost to buy a McDonald's?
I don't know.
Does it depend where?
Definitely. And I don't know how much it costs to buy a McDonald's. I think a Chick-fil-A franchise is like $500,000, if I remembered.
Okay, how much does a McDonald's franchise cost? Most McDonald's franchise owners and operators have entered the corporation by purchasing an existing restaurant. Oh, to open a new one requires a total investment of $1 to $2 million. Oh, but if you buy someone else's.
You get it for whatever they, whatever they're willing to sell it for, I guess. Yeah, you know,
and then you make $150,000 a year, so it would take you like 10 years to make your money back.
Unless you start a fast food chain of your own.
Turdy's Warm Bowls.
Just saying.
Turdy's Warm Bowls.
Yeah, I feel like there would be a class action suit that would come against you for having turds in your warm bowls.
Oh, well, no.
Maybe. Someone would like find like a speck of poop because
But then they couldn't sue me because I'd be accurately.
Oh, true. Interesting. Interesting. You are Turdy's Warm Bowls.
I'm getting out ahead of it.
You're getting out ahead of it. Cool.
Right?
All right, yeah. We're going to start a fast food chain.
Turdy's Warm Bowls.
Maybe. We'll work on it.
No, everybody wants Turdy's Warm Bowls. And Warm Bowls are, you know, the future.
Interesting.
Thank you for being here, Ben.
Thank you, darling.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
And, you know.
I love you more.
Oh, you better. I know, you know, I feel like we were kind of at odds this episode.
We weren't. But you just have something against Charlie Puth that I won't understand.
And you that's just that. You just have something against women that I won't understand.
This is true.
The day
the music died. Cut.
No, I have to do my outro.
Okay, cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast, the Monday morning show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Radio, CastBox, all the places where we listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, leave a 5-star review, better, beautiful, sounding, and wickedly talented. We are.
I did see that clip. What the hell is Public Radio?
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The printer has come alive in Jackie's studio. Somebody's printing something. Oh.
Wow, some nerve.
This place is haunted. We gotta go. Have a great day, guys. Love ya. Bye.